नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततदे मुद्रयेत् मुखं करोति वात्सल्यं पङ्गुलं भयति गिरिं दत्ति पातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयप्रतकाशो सो आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू बी बैक इन बहरीन लास्ट ईयर आई कुड नॉट कम I had some visa problem. I came up to Dubai, then I gave my old passport number for visa. But in the meantime, they had issued a new passport. So I had to spend 2 years in separation. Bira Abhipralamba Bhav. From Radha Bahrain, sir. So that is the reason why I came now in between. Usually I come in December. So I thought I must go before that. I have to make up my trip. So I'm very, very happy to be here. So we just read one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Just before I come here, we have a students' conference in Mayapur. So they're in the department in charge. Selected one verse. So I like this verse very much. So I just want to discuss on that. This verse is Narad Muni. He is speaking to Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was very disturbed because to see his brother Uttam was allowed to sit bigger position on his father's lap, but he was not allowed. If you see somebody getting bigger position, how you feel? Very happy? Why he got the big position? Why I don't get that? Isn't that it? So Narada Muni giving a very nice instructions here. And he's telling, by this, in this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. He's giving us a process that how we can overcome the sufferings of three months miseries of this material world. Actually, this is art. We are suffering, as you know, the suffering or enjoyment in this material world, they're not the real, the superficial. Ehi bhalo, ehi manda, ehi sab bhram. Both are misconception. Suffering and enjoyment, both are misconception. And here, Narada Muni explaining very nice instruction he is giving. Where from this apparent sufferings comes? Where it arises from? What is the origin of this apparent sufferings in this material world? Very interesting. Superficially, we think one way that, oh, this is the cause of my suffering. But we analyze this, there are two kinds of consideration. One is apata vichar, this is a general consideration, apata vichar. Another is tattva vichar. Tattva vichar means you analyze and find out the root of something. In the whole world, everything is considered an apata vichar, a general consideration, the superficial consideration. The superficial we consider the cause of our suffering and enjoyment is one. But we really analyze the subtle reason behind this. That is why we don't bother much. But tattva drashtas, those that have seen the truth, like Narada Rishi, Narada Muni, they find a very more deeper and subtle aspect. They address the subtle aspect of our suffering. And when we understand the subtle aspect of suffering, then we will realize, wow, have so much worried that I'm suffering. It's not really suffering then. Then you'll understand like that. So in this verse, Narada Muni instructing Dhruva Maharaj, Gunadhikan mudam lipset anukrosam gunadhamat maitring samanat anichena na tapair abhibhuyate na tapair abhibhuyate. One will never be affected, abhibhuta is one anubhava, you feel, and one is abhibhuta, you become affected. Sometimes, see, the same thing happens to you, same thing happens to some other body else, same thing happens, but both, they don't suffer in the same way, no, both they don't suffer same way. According to how much they are affected, accordingly they suffer. If you are not affected much, then you don't suffer much. The same loss might have happened to both people, two people. But two people suffering will be different. It's very interesting discussion here. Na tapar abhibhuta, abhibhuta and abhibhuta. Somebody abhibhuta. There's affect, what will happen to me? This happened, it's like abhibhuta. Then he gets more affect, more suffers for that. And due to lack of proper understanding, you become more affected, your degree of suffering becomes more. And if you have some normal knowledge, intelligence, understanding, you don't get affected, then your suffering is less. You understand? It's clear? So this is how the sadhu, the tattva drashta, they consider things. So gunadhikan mudam lipsat. He said every man should act like this. That how should we act? So that we can become from the influence of threefold misery of this material world, or one will never become affected by threefold misery of the material world. I hope you all know threefold measure of material world. Mataji tell one of threefold measures. Adi Bhautik. Prabhuji? Adi Dharvik. Adi Akadik. Threefold measures. The measure is coming from mind, measure is coming from body, measure is coming from demigods, the natural calamities. And how all these measures, miseries we are facing, the relative sufferings are very much relative, because they are arising from body and mind. They are arising from body and mind. That is, they are very relative. That's why here Narada Muni giving a nice instruction to Dhruva Maharaj that every man should act like this. How should we act? How should we behave? These very basic things in our Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we learn very high things of Krishna consciousness, but basic things we forget. Basic things we are not adapting in our life. So we are just superficial thinking of the high things of Krishna consciousness. But basic foundation things are not so strong to build up our life. So here is something that we have to learn, that Narada Muni is saying that every man should act like this. How should act? That when he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When you see somebody more qualified, more better than you, you feel very pleased. You should feel very pleased. Does that happen to us? No, we feel very, wow, why so great? No? Why has so much? Just opposite. Ours is in this material world. Nobody can tolerate. Somebody is doing good, nobody can tolerate. Our house, neighbor is doing good, we are burning. Wow, why is he doing so good? If neighbor country does good, then we don't feel so happy with that. The point is, we see others doing good, we don't feel pleased. Rather, we suffer to see others' happiness. This is one problem. This is the cause of our suffering. This is one cause of our suffering. That is Narad Muni saying, when you meet a person more qualified than you, you should be pleased to see the growth, the development of others, should be very happy. But material world, that doesn't happen. Somebody become rich, good wife, good wealth, and others, no, they're burning, wow, I have so much. Then second point is, when he meets someone less qualified than himself, then he should be compassionate towards him. But in material world, if you find somebody lower than you, you try to exploit and take full advantage of him. Right? Material world, the boss always try to take full advantage of. As much as work, I can get a job done from him. No. So the complete opposite. You don't feel compassion. We feel compassion. I am always ready to help you. But you remain always in that condition. You never can come to my condition. No boss will like somebody subordinate to him. No boss will try, I can make him like me, myself. No one will like that. No? They are always keeping in that condition for their whole life. But Narada Muni is saying, so that is the cause of the suffering. When you don't try, you don't feel compassion on somebody inferior to you, you don't feel compassion upon him. People feel compassion. They feel compassion. You always remain as poor. So I will be very much glorified by donating to you. I'm a charitable person. If you become like me, I'm the more charitable person. Whom I will give charity? So they feel like that. So they always like people, look, I will give you charity. You remain always poor, beggar. I will give you charity. So they are compassion. That is one kind of compassion. That is the whole world they do, all charitable societies. You say, I will give you charity. But devotees, compassion to bring him up to the same level. Completely different. So, when you see a person having better quality, then you feel very pleased, very happy. You see a person is less qualified than you, you feel very compassion towards him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, if you see somebody equal to you, then you exhibit your proud. No? Even if among the friends, also there is called how great I am, how nice car I have, how beautiful wife I have, how nice house, how in a subtle way, it is there within the heart. No. But here Narada Muni is saying, when you see someone equal to yourself, then you should make friendship with him. You develop a loving relationship. Not you show you're proud, no, to your friend. In this way, one is never affected by threefold miseries of this material world. We could never imagine this could be the reason of our sufferings. But Narada Muni is Tattva Drashta. He is Tattva Drashta. So by analysis he has come to this conclusion. This is a subtle cause which makes us to go through these apparent sufferings in this material world. So three things he is pointing out. When you see somebody better quality, you feel very pleased. Somebody inferior quality, you feel compassion. And somebody with same quality, you be very friendly to him. So Prabhupada, he is analyzing these things in his purport. Generally, when we find someone more qualified than ourselves, we become envious of him. We become very envious of him. When we find someone less qualified, we deride him. We try to exploit him. No. Or we neglect him. Oh, he's just like that. No. This is what goes in material world. And Arjuna said, the cause of suffering in this material world is this. We may say by our own, oh, I'm suffering for this, suffering for that. Oh, he is my cause of my suffering. Oh, he is giving so much trouble. But actually, nobody is giving trouble to me. Who is giving real trouble to me? Self is giving trouble. My lack of understanding. My own behavior gives trouble to me. Just like we all have experienced. When you become angry upon somebody, you enjoy, feel very happy. When you become angry, how you feel? How you feel? Suffering or pleasure? It's suffering, you know, become angry upon somebody. But we feel, oh, I showed my anger to him, you know. We become very proud to be angry. But we do not know the person who is becoming angry, he's suffering. No, he gives a lot of suffering. But why can't we understand this? But we can't understand. What happens? Actually, we are supposed to use anger, but anger uses us. This is the problem. Anger is given, you use it for your work. But sometimes anger uses us. And that kind of anger gives us a lot of pain. You know, whole day demoralized us and gives pain to us. You know. So in this way, many subtle things, see, due to lack of understanding, we become the cause of our own sufferings. No one is cause of sufferings. And Prabhupada explaining that, we deride, if we see somebody less qualified, then we exploit, we try to take advantage, or we neglect, oh, he's just not so qualified like that. These are the cause of all material tribulations. When we find someone equal, we become very proud of our activities. We so are proud. When somebody equal to me, I show my proud to him. So these are the causes of all material tribulations. Tribulations means threefolds of material miseries. The great sage Narad therefore advised that a devotee should act perfectly. We are trying to become devotee of Krishna, but we are forgetting what are the qualities one devotee of Krishna should bear. What quality will prove us that we are devotee of Krishna? No? So these are the qualities Narada is saying one has to develop to be considered as devotee of Krishna. Instead of being envious of a more qualified man, one should be jolly to receive him. When you see others' good achievements, we should be very happy. Wow, so nice he is doing. Not we should be burning, be envious. Actually, we don't become happy. If you analyze properly, we don't become happy in how much things we